This Friday is just like last Friday.
Good Friday morning to you.
Let's get this party started.
Let's party.
Okay, party people.
I love working here.
What are you going to wear on casual Friday?
If you buy me a beer, I'll see what I can work up.
Tonga!
Take a beer and two olives to stuff in my ears.
You know what? I shouldn't have had that eighth beer.
Today's radio show is sponsored by alcohol.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning and welcome. Yes, it's Friday. Can you smell it?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, as soon as I get now. In here.
Okay, just want to know if you smelled Friday
finally
in the air.
Enough.
It's always good. So, stuff we got coming up on the program today. Boy, a lot of stuff going on. Now, Hank claims to have some inside scoop. Who's going to walk, because the royal wedding's tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Who's walking her down the aisle, Hank?
Well, I just heard some breaking news out of Buckingham Palace, and LBF and I were talking about it, and this is a little unconventional, don't you think, LBF?
Yeah, but you know what? I just feel like it's like, who will it be? I mean, who was going to be her father, but then her father bailed out. Was it going to be your mother? Well, maybe. But now, breaking news.
We'll cover it at 7 o'clock.
Yes, okay. We'll cover it at 7
why
o'clock.
Why not tease it?
I'm
because
tease
we just
it.
Started the show 30 seconds ago.
Who is going to
don't
walk
Google
Meghan
it.
Markle down the aisle?
Right.
We're going to have that answer for you this morning. Okay, now another thing we're going to cover for you today. Tapping the 57. Does anybody know what tapping the 57 is all about?
Does it have anything to do with ketchup?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Oh.
Okay,
oh,
so we got the tapping the 57 report coming up.
We got a great joke about
morning.
That. Too.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
Are they food and health report? In the food and health report, we got two things for you this morning. Number one, romaine lettuce, the latest on romaine lettuce. And number two, spray cheese. Okay.
Oh. All your major food groups.
Yes, that's correct. All of that is coming up this morning right here on the Lorna White Morning Show. Okay, what are you going to be covering in the old dirty laundry report for us today?
Well, you know, we have a lot of fun little tidbits. We have a bit of a guide to the royal wedding's terrible relatives, things like that. It's a lot of royal wedding stuff. It's a lot of scandal.
Okay, stick around. Win a grand in 60 seconds is coming up in exactly 10 minutes right here, WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
It is time now for the tense part of the program. Someone has the actual opportunity to win $1,000 in cash. But they got to be smart. They got to be quick. They have to be decisive. As we believe our player this morning is. His name is Matthew Sullivan. Matthew Sullivan is from Groveland, Massachusetts. He's an ER tech at a hospital. But not just any hospital. He's an ER tech at the hospital in which Lung Boy Brian Bell was born.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah, can you believe it?
What hospital was that?
It used to be Bon Secours, Methuen.
Holy Family now, right?
So it's Holy Family, yeah. I don't think Matthew was working there when I was born.
I don't think so either.
Good morning, Matthew, and welcome to the Lauren Wally Show. How are you doing today?
Good, good.
Good. You feel pretty confident, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go with that.
Okay.
<You're
kidding. laughs> Okay, this is what's going to happen to you, Matthew. This is the drill. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticking of the timer in the background. You can say pass at any time, skip a question, move on, and then come back to it if we have time remaining at the end. You'll hear the buzzer at the end means time is up. If you get all 10 questions answered and answer correctly within 60 seconds, we give you $1,000. Are you ready to play?
Ready to go.
LBF, you ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go.
Which famous novel featured Joe, Meg, Beth, and Amy March?
Jeez, pass.
A caterpillar changes to what?
A butterfly.
The only U.S. state that begins with the letter P is?
Pennsylvania.
True or false, sleeping burns more calories than watching TV?
True.
In this nursery rhyme, who went to school with a lamb?
Pass.
In baseball, what is the player called who crouches behind home plate?
Catcher.
In Greek mythology, who turned all that he touched into gold?
King Midas.
A couple celebrating their crystal wedding anniversary has been married for how many years?
Jeez, 25.
Which is largest, a megabyte, a kilobyte, or a gigabyte?
Gigabyte.
How many feet are in a fathom?
1,200.
Okay, which famous novel featured Joe, Meg, Beth, and Amy March?
I don't know, Little Women.
Oh,
oh, wow. Boy, you pulled that out of your stethoscope right at the end there.
That was really good. I can't believe you got Little Women. That's excellent.
Okay, how many did we get
your
right
English
there, buddy?
English teacher would be pleased. Yeah. Okay, you got
two,
seven
three,
right.
Four, five, six,
all right, you
seven.
Missed Mary Went to School with a Little Lamb.
Yeah.
And
that was an easy one.
There are 6 feet in a fathom, and a couple celebrating their crystal wedding anniversary has been married for 15 years.
Okay, 15. Now you know. Matthew, for you, we have a consolation prize.
Good job.
First of all, going to give you an oil change, absolutely free. VIP tires and service, $59.99 value, redeemable any location, Massachusetts, New Hampshire. You can visit a VIP auto, visit VIPauto.com for all the information on this. Plus, we're going to send you out to the movies. A pair of passes to see Melissa McCarthy and Life of the Party. It's in theaters now. So tell us, Matthew, what are your big plans? You're getting up early to watch the royal wedding on Saturday?
Yeah, no, I guess I'm going to the movies now.
Okay. Have a great
good
time.
Job.
Hey, thanks a million for playing the game. Thanks a million for being a member
of
the
Mason. Thank you.
Okay, have a great day. Everybody else, your chance to play depends on you. You got to register. Log on to WROR.com. Well, it's precisely 6:20, so let's get right to your 6:20 men for Maine, everybody. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lamb walks into $3 Dewey's and spots Ephus wearing a pair of huge dark glasses, and we hear...
So, Ephus, what's the deal with them sunglasses?
Oh, it's nothing.
I'll take them off. Let me see.
Slowly, Ephus removes the glasses, and we hear...
Oh, my God. Who gave you them shiners?
Well, Effie did.
Effie? I thought she was out of town.
Yeah, so did I.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne Awani Morning Show.
Which word do you hear?
Lauren. Lauren. Wally. Wally.
105.7 WROR, Boston's greatest hits.
Okay, I suppose everybody knows the Great Royal Wedding is coming up here. Tomorrow's big day. And we're going to help you out this morning. If you're leaving early this morning, heading there to be at the Royal Wedding, we have tips on things not to do if you're attending the Royal Wedding. These are little etiquette tips. And we also have alternative viewing if you're not going to the wedding. Now, there's, you know, everybody's covering the royal wedding, but some people are doing it a little differently.
Yes, you know, I mean, you really want the Today Show doing your commentary. We want Cord and Tish, and we got a little snippet of what it's going to be like coming up next.
Stand by for that. In the meantime.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, we know what's going on. Tomorrow's the big day. It's the big royal wedding, and there are many, many different ways to watch the royal wedding tomorrow.
You can get up at 4:30 in the morning and watch NBC and have Samantha Guthrie talk and yap,
please.
Yap. I mean, who
BBC America starts at 4. Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry.
BBC America, thank
but
you very much.
My best advice would be, for anybody who, if you're not into the royal wedding, but you just want to have a good laugh, Cord and Tish, a.k.a. Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon on HBO starting tomorrow at 7:30 a.m., live coverage of the royal wedding. They are so excited to be doing this, Cord and Tish, and they were on Fallon last night, and they were so excited they broke into song.
Far off in a fairyland where lords and ladies dance. There lived a sad and lonely prince who dreamed of true romance.
From a land across the mighty sea, a lovely maiden came. She was a true American, and Megan was her name.
Now Megan was a saucy wench, true of heart was she.
The prince, he asked her hand in marriage for the wedding.
It was the wedding of the century.
Oh my God. I don't know what it is about Will
It should
Ferrell,
be pretty funny.
He's great when he starts singing. Yeah, they're having a good time. It's going to be, you know, it's just a different twist on it, and I'm really looking forward to watching HBO. It means I have to go to my mother's house, but whatever.
Because Cord and Tish, they paired up to do the Rose Parade.
Yes.
And that's where, so they're like, oh, let's do the royal wedding, too.
Hey, it's really cool because they stay in character the whole time.
Oh God, it's so funny.
Really, really funny. Okay. Tomorrow, another big event you might be watching on TV.
Yeah.
It's the Belmont Stakes. And so we're going to have Mikey the plumber.
Preakness.
Preakness. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're right. The Preakness.
You just always have steaks on the mind.
That's right. I'm always thinking of steaks. Yeah, no, the Belmont Stakes is what happens to the horses that don't win in the Preakness.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, the Preakness is tomorrow. So we're going to have Mikey the plumber, and he's going to tell you how to bet the Preakness coming up at 7:40, 6:40 this morning. Right here. That's next right here at WRR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. And I'm sure you know now that tomorrow is the second leg of the Triple Crown. The Preakness will be taking place. And, of course, as always we do here, if for demonstration purposes only, we're going to teach you how to bet the ponies tomorrow. So we have our expert on the phone with us. This is Mikey the Plumber. Good morning, Mikey. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, everybody. How are you today?
Good, good. Thank you very much, Mikey. Okay, now, okay, first things first. We realize that, you know, the vast majority of people know very little about horse racing. So what's, we're out with the Kentucky Derby is over now, and what's the difference between the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness?
Well, first of all, the Derby is a 16th of a mile longer, and that's naturally the toughest leg because there's always going to be 20 horses. Maybe once or twice they'll scratch one or two late, really late, and then the other ones don't offer to get in because there's always eligibility for a couple extra horses, you know what I mean?
Okay, but, in the Preakness, how many horses? Because at the Kentucky Derby, it looked like a stampede coming out of the starting
game. Exactly, but now there's only eight horses, so it's a big difference. You know
that should
what I mean?
Be easy then.
Yeah, well, true.
What did they do? Kill off the rest of them after
that's
the Derby?
Oh, that's the ones that didn't do well.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so, Mikey, you got eight horses running in this race as opposed to 20 in the Derby. Now, what do you hear about the weather tomorrow down Pimlico?
Same as the Derby day. Oh, I got my boys down there.
Another sloppy one, huh?
Bobby and Mike Gorham are down there right now. It's pouring.
Bobby and Mike, those sound like weathermen.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're meteorological experts who are down there scouting the race.
They're down there right now.
Okay, so we had a horse named Justify won the Kentucky Derby. And big thing for everybody is, can that horse continue to win and win the Triple Crown? So what do you say? What's Justify going to do for the Preakness?
I think Justify is a freak of nature, and he's 4-for-4 right now. Ooh. Looks like he's going to be 5-for-5. And he's running in the same exact conditions as he ran 2 weeks ago. It's going to be muddy and sloppy and everything. And he's in the same spot. That's right.
Very
you know,
good.
It's just, you know, and lucky that's seven.
Okay, and now, so when the people walk up to the window, how do you recommend, what do they say to the guy?
So they're going to say just like this. We need a 50-cent tri-key. 7, all. And it costs you $21.
And you can win? What do you say?
Yeah, it depends on, like, Lone Sailor, Good Magic, and Brazzaro. If they're out of there, you could get maybe 100, 150. It all depends, you know what I mean? It all depends who runs second and third. It's not going to pay, like, balloon numbers because he's going to be 1-2. He'll probably be 1-5 by the time of the race. That means you're going to get 20 cents back for every $2 you bet.
Okay. So, okay. We got you. Yeah. We got you. Okay, now, we will review the entire outcome of the race with you on Monday morning. Will you be available to talk with us?
We will.
Okay.
Be.
Then on no Monday problem. Morning, we want to know what your thoughts are on legalized sports betting. Okay?
Curious.
Okay.
So I got a question for Mikey. If it's muddy conditions, how the heck does the jockey see with all the mud flying up in his
because
face?
Because they wear about 7-8 pairs of goggles. They might even put on more. So every time they go a little bit and it starts, they pull it down. Then the next one's already there.
During the race?
Yeah. They have
them
piled. Did you see that at the Derby? They have them piled up in their head, and then they just put them on. And
put
then
them down,
go,
down,
go,
down,
go,
down,
go,
down,
go.
Down. Yeah,
like when they tear off the windshield on a NASCAR.
Yeah.
And when do the same kind of thing. Now, how do the horses see then, Mikey?
Well, if you're running first, you don't have a problem because nobody kicks mud in your face.
That's why Justify won.
That's right. Okay. Hey, listen, Mikey, thanks. We'll talk to you again on Monday morning, okay?
You got it, guys.
Okay,
Take it easy, Mikey. All right.
That's bye-bye. Mikey the Plumber, ladies and gentlemen. And Hank, what's going on elsewhere?
Well, listen, hey, David Price, apparently his carpal tunnel syndrome did not affect the big whiny lefty last night at Fenway Park.
Good to know.
That'll happen against one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball, the Orioles. I mean, the Red Sox have 30 wins. The Orioles have 13. Nonetheless, he came within one out of a shutout last night.
Yep.
Gave up a two-run home run, but the Red Sox win 6-2. And again, J.D. Martinez blasted a two-run home run. And then in the fifth inning, Xander Bogaerts came up with two runners on.
Hitting 310 with five home runs. And he does.
is high and deep to the light tower again and off it. The second night in a row he has destroyed one in that direction.
Yeah, Bogarts and Martinez, the two hottest hitters in all of baseball. That's Dave O'Brien last night on Nessun with the call. Yankees were off, so the Sox and Yanks tied for first place in the East. Tonight, Drew Pomeranz faces Baltimore's Alex Cobb. And yesterday, the Red Sox announced they're holding an alumni game at Fenway on Sunday, May 27th. It'll feature Bill Lee, Jim Rice, Pedro Martinez, about 20 other Red Sox alumni. The teams will be managed by Dwight Evans and fan favorite Louis Tiant. It's the first alumni game in 25 years. Nice. It'll be three innings. It's going to be
Be fun.
A blast. Game three, the Celts and Cavs tomorrow night in Cleveland. Celts try and take a 3-0 lead. Tip time is at 8:30. Patriots begin their second phase of the organized team activities next week in Foxborough. NHL playoffs, Eastern Conference Finals tied up at 2 now. Tampa Bay beat Washington 4-2. And tomorrow night at 8 at Charlotte Motor Speedway, it's the NASCAR Monster Energy Cup All-Star Race.
Yeah, we talked to Alex Bowman. He drives the 88 car. All about, you know, how it is filling in for Dale Jr., being the big guy in that seat now. So WROR.com/WickedFast if you're into NASCAR.
Yeah, Hank Morris, WROR Sports.
Okay, Brian Spellbuster is coming up next today. We're going to be covering...
Well, we're going to be covering Canada. Andrea and Chad have a big trip to Canada coming up, and it's Andrea's birthday. So I called her. There are some new regulations to get into Canada. I don't know
this
if
is all
aware.
Part of the Canada's contributions to the world section of the entry form. So did you know that the Wonder Bra was invented in Canada?
Yeah. I can't say that I did.
That's
know
right.
That.
That's right. Yeah.
You. I'm writing this all down.
Okay, good. We support all sorts of things, you know, because the jockstrap was also created here in 1927. It was made out of a moose pelt.
A what?
No, moose pelt.
Moose pelt.
Moose pelt. 5.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Andrea and Chad are planning a big Canadian vacation, and Chad wants to mess with Andrea, so we're going to call her as the passport office. They're waiting to get them back. Slight problem with the passports.
Hello.
Hi, trying to reach Andrea.
This is her.
Hi, Andrea. Austin Milbard from the U.S. Passport Office.
Yeah, yes. How are you?
Good, thanks. We have your whole application here. Looks like the whole family's getting passports.
Yes, yeah. We're really excited. We're you know, getting ready to go, for sure.
You guys are preparing to go to Canada, I believe it says here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We wanted to hit up Vancouver and see what that was all about.
Nice. Should be lovely. But there was a back page on one of the pages that wasn't filled out, and it actually has to do with your destination. So I have to transfer you over to the Canadian consulate. If you could just hold on, we'll transfer you over, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, great.
Thanks for calling the Canadian consulate. Your call is important to us, eh? Sorry, all our representatives are busy right now. We'll put you in the quay. Hold on to your toques, we'll get right to you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Canadian consulate here. This is Consul McKenzie.
Yeah. I just got transferred to you. My name is Andrea. You were missing some information on my passport application.
The thing is, with the new passport regulations from the U.S., we have a few new regulations of our own from our good Prime Minister Trudeau. He's a good-looking fella, you know.
He is very good-looking, yes. Don't tell my husband I said that.
No, wouldn't want to do that. But when you go over the border into Canada now, you're going to have to answer a short quiz about Canada.
Okay, let me grab a pen.
Some of the things that are on there, some Canadian inventions that you're going to have to know.
Okay, like what? I mean...
Ginger ale, you know, Canada Dry, okay?
I didn't know that, but okay, yeah.
Well, it's right there in the name, you know, Canada Dry, you know?
That makes sense,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Canadian bacon, again, right there in the name. When you're going across the border, I wouldn't even bring up American bacon. Don't try to compare them at the border. That's not the time for it.
A sensitive subject.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Canadian bacon's the way to go. And then, of course, we invented the ice hockey. You know, that's a big one. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I'm not a big hockey fan. I mean...
Seems like you should do some more studying before you come up to Canada, eh?
I'm just going to think of what's the ice hockey team. The Red Wing? No.
Well, there's the Canadians. Again, it's right there in the name. We put our name right there in a lot of things. This is all part of the Canada's contributions to the world section of the entry form. So did you know that the Wonder Bra was invented in Canada?
Yeah. I can't say that I didn't know that.
That's right.
Thank
yeah.
you. I'm so, writing this all down.
Okay, good. We support all sorts of things, you know, because the jockstrap was also created here in 1927.
Uh-huh.
It was made out of a moose pelt.
A what?
No, moose pelt. Just as long as you know the jockstrap was created here, that's a good thing to know. And then, you know, some of the language, some of the phrases you might want to know if you're coming up to Canada.
Like?
If you want to just say, hey, how are you? Right? What we'd say is, How's she going, eh?
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, just how's she going, eh?
How's he going, eh?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, you know, you got time to study. And, you know, it's a very diverse country up here in Canada, so we get the regular Canadians, then we get the French Canadians, you know. You can tell the difference by the mustache, okay? If you move on to the French section, you know, if you go into some of the French parts of the country, you should really know a little bit of the French.
I took a little bit of French in high school. Je suis fromage.
Oh, that's good. Hey, yeah, I like cheese, too. And then maybe repeat a couple after me, you know. Ménage à toi.
Are you for real?
How about voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? You know what that one is?
It's in that song, that Lady Marmalade song thing.
Yeah, that's true. You probably wouldn't need that one, I guess.
Okay.
Do you know any of the celebrities here in Canada? Because we have some pretty famous people from Canada.
I think my daughter told me Justin Bieber is from Canada.
You know, that's the one that you really shouldn't mention, okay? We're going to have to probably deny this passport if you're going to start throwing around things like Justin Bieber, okay?
No.
I mean, I thought I kind of told you what things were going on there with the bacon stuff, but then you go and throw out Justin Bieber. I don't know if you really should come up to Canada at all.
Is this for real?
Hey, Andrea.
Yeah?
This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, this is a Brian Bell buster, Andrea.
Did my husband put you up to this?
Yeah, I heard from Chad. He wanted to wish you a happy birthday in the most ridiculous way possible.
Oh, that was awesome.
But definitely don't bring up Bieber when you're up there, okay?
I promise.
Well, hey, happy birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God, I'm going to get my husband for this.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So this is basically a big deal coming up.
Oh, Megan and Harry, they are getting hitched. Mr. and Mrs. Now. Megan and the Prince. Royalty living in a castle. They got a lot of loot. They'll reproduce and make another grandkid for the queen. Megan and the Prince.
Okay, so
I think Elton John is actually going to sing that song at the wedding.
I'm sure
tomorrow.
That he will be doing that.
Because he will be performing.
Song, yes. And
at some point.
And you can this royal wedding is an amazing thing because the Brits will bet on anything. Hank was just telling me about some of the things you can bet on in the royal wedding. Just to get some examples here.
Well, who will the maker of Meghan Markle's dress be? Will it be Ralph and Russo? Will it be Alexander McQueen? They do a first dance, which is a waltz. Who will they dance to? What song will they dance? Will it be Ed Sheeran and Adele? They're the two favorites. You can also do a prop bet on will Harry shave for the wedding and will the queen wear a green hat?
And if he does shave, will he use Harry's blades? That's the important question, I think. Okay. And what's your main reason that you, what do you want to see?
Well, I think the reason that, and a lot of people are asking, a lot of people say, why do you even want to watch this? What's the big deal? It's just a wedding. But it is a big deal, especially for people my age who were little girls when we watched Princess Diana get married. And I got up really early. I was at the racquetball club when my mom was playing racquetball. It was the 80s,
that was
everybody.
The 80s, wow.
Yeah, it sure was. And eating Doritos and drinking Coke and watching Princess Diana get married and just being fascinated at this sort of, I don't know, just the hugeness of it all. And that didn't end well. So we want a do-over.
That's true.
And that's why we want a do-over.
Okay.
We do it with a do-over with Will. We want happiness for Princess Diana's kids. So we were really invested in Will's wedding with Kate. And this one in particular is really fun because, Harry's kind of the eternal bachelor. He finally settles down and he breaks all protocol by marrying a girl who's from America, an actress, who's been divorced and has a crazy family. So it's kind of like royals.
They're breaking all the rules.
And the other thing, too, is, and you have to keep this in mind, this is not going to happen for another at least 25 years. Because the royal, this is it. It's Prince, it's Harry and Will, and that's it. And it doesn't matter what they all satellite kids, like Prince Andrew's kids
they're
Beatrice,
just,
we don't care.
That's auxiliary
stuff. But this is the thing. And so people are looking for the royal carpet. You're getting
up
4:30
in the morning.
My wife is
getting up. Oh, yeah. No. Coverage starts at 4 on BBC America.
So you're actually going to be up at 4 o'clock.
I've already got our royal bunting that we're putting up. And my wife is really into this. She wants to see the hats.
That's the only reason. And
Good.
You get always a nice little perk. Like last wedding, it was Pippa. this wedding. You know who don't know who it's going to be. I think Pippa's having a baby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
The royal bunny.
Different bump.
I didn't even realize that Bunning. I didn't realize Bunning was involved in cricket.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay, that's an amazing thing.
And you know, it's like
baseball only.
The difference between like Will's and Harry's, like Will's was very formal. He's the guy who's going to be the king.
The king.
Like, I mean, Harry. He's kind of, you know, happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
So this one might be a little more laid back for a royal wedding, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it will be. All right, so you can watch it. It starts at 4 on BBC.
I guess about as laid back as you can get having a wedding in a castle.
Yeah, well, CBS, you can watch it. NBC, ABC, PBS, BBC, Fox News, HBO with Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon. Stream it online at CBS, ABC, New York Times.
Yeah. But hey, my buddy got married in a castle. You can do it here, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably.
That's
right.
Yeah. Castle schmassel.
No problem.
You know who's not going to go to the wedding? Jim Gaffigan, comedian. This comedian has something to say about weddings in general.
I understand weddings are an important event where we spend a lot of money so that the bride can pretend to be a princess and marry her prince and live happily ever after because magic exists. We're a bunch of weirdos. Are kind of weird. I mean, what's the logic? It's like, well, we love each other. Why don't we pretend we have a kingdom? We'll invite your parents' friends and my parents' friends, and we'll have a banquet. And the two kingdoms shall come together as one. And we can start our married life with a total fantasy before we go on a completely unjustified vacation. It's strange, right? I mean, weddings started off as these crude medieval ceremonies where women, daughters, were exchanged as property. Yet over the course of centuries, they got worse. That's why people cry at weddings. I can't believe we're still wasting money on this. Whenever I see someone crying at a wedding, I would say, don't worry, it probably won't work out.
We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Hey, good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, and it is time for your 720 Men from Maine. And by the way, the temperature in Boston is 57 degrees, and that is probably going to be the high for the day. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie has just arrived by ambulance at Bangor General Hospital and Asbestos Recycling Center following a golfing accident, and we hear...
Oh, my God, Effie, what happened?
Oh, Doc Sider, I got hit with a golf ball.
Well, where'd you get hit?
Between the first and second holes.
Oh, my.
What's the problem?
Well, that don't leave much room for the bandage, does it?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
More Lorne and Wally now on 105.7 WRO.
Hey, we just made an amazing discovery. You didn't realize this, but today is National Pizza Day. Was it we were talking? It's like 3 or 4 days ago. We were talking about pizza. We were talking about food, just food in general. And people said that 90% of all people, when asked if you could only eat one food every day for the rest of your life, what would you choose? And like 90% said pizza. That's probably because you could change it up so much.
And we have a shocking pizza stat that you're not going to believe. I was shocked when I heard this.
I ate pizza twice yesterday. Had it for lunch at Amici's in West Medford Square.
Yeah.
And then for dinner, I went to Whole Foods. I got the Hawaiian that had the pineapple, the ham, and bacon. It was fabulous.
Yeah. The other day, we were talking about the foods you could eat in with pizza. And LBF, was it? Who came up with this
Charlotte,
idea?
Charlotte, my brilliant 11-year-old niece.
Yeah, get a load of this, everybody. You're going
to
love this
me to
idea.
The core.
I asked her if she could eat one thing for the rest of her life. It was one of those things. And she said, you know what? I would just have a pizza burger. And I'm like, what's that? She's like, you take a burger and you put it in between two slices of pizza. And then, you know, but you make the pizza round like the burger.
Right, yeah.
And then you just, and then it becomes your two favorite foods in one.
Yeah. Wow. This, and that stuck with me. And this week I was making burgers. Like,
I know, it's your white whale. You like, you have the ingredients, but you keep forgetting to do it.
Right. And you need like that perfect food storm. And I was making burgers on Tuesday.
Yep.
And I had the buns and everything. I got out and then I was like, oh my God, I have leftover pizza in the fridge and I did not make a pizza burger. When will this ever happen again?
Dreams dashed.
Probably next week because we have pizza and burgers pretty much every night.
Lucy's had pizza. I actually posted this on Facebook last night. pizza four nights in a row for a kid a bad thing? Asking for a friend.
No, that's the best.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so National Pizza Day.
Now, this is the most bizarre thing. 5%, I think it's 5% of all pizza people, when eating pizza, eat it this way. Would you explain this, please, LB?
Very easy. Crust first.
What? Now, who eats pizza crust first?
You know, I feel like, given the opportunity and the consistency of the crust, I would do that. I'd switch it up every once in a while.
But then the rest of the slice falls apart. I mean,
exactly.
You can roll it in a Rolo and then just stuff it right in.
You fold, you eat, then you finish the crust.
Oh, sometimes I eat pizza with a fork and a knife. Whoa!
Wait,
when you're
out at a fancy pizza place?
Really? Yeah.
When I'm hiding in the closet crying.
You're probably one of those weirdos. One of those weirdos that eats macaroni and cheese with a spoon, right?
Yeah, that's how you have to eat it. Otherwise, a big spoon. Ladle.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
A ladle of macaroni.
Okay, listen, ladies and gentlemen, coming up at 7:45 this morning, we got your Dirty Laundry Report.
Your guide to Meghan Markle's crazy family. It's worse than yours.
How crazy is the Markle family? Okay, we're going to find out. In the meantime,
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So much to cover here.
Well, let's talk about, and this is brought to you by Citizens Bank, let's talk about the level of cray-cray in the Markle family, because this is great stuff. Every family has a level
this.
Of crazy.
This is like a
but
TV
like,
show.
But, like, you know, all families have it, but these Markles, they let their freak flag fly real high. And Meghan is probably like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Okay, so let's start first with Meghan's dad. Now, he's made the most headlines because Thomas Markle, who's 73, a former lighting director, living a solitary life in Mexico, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to walk Meghan down the aisle at Windsor Castle, but he got snagged with staging his own pap shots, and it embarrassed the palace, and it blah, blah, blah.
Do you think he really had a heart attack?
Then it seemed like he was going, but he's not going again because he has heart problems. Now, he blames this on his son, Thomas Markle Jr., 51, a window fitter who wrote a vicious handwritten letter about Meghan to Prince Harry, saying she's, quote, this is fabulous, jaded, shallow, conceited. What's wrong with that? Who will make a joke out of you and the royal family heritage. He informed the groom, and then he shared that with In Touch, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
And then there's Meghan's estranged half-sister, Samantha Markle, who's 53, also known as Samantha Grant. She's a former model and actress. She doesn't like her half-sister. She hatched the weird photo plan with her dad, and she boasts it was her idea, and he called her sister a, quote, shallow social climber. Samantha's writing a book, because that's what you do.
What are the odds? Yeah.
And it was originally called The Diary of Princess Pushy's Sister.
Oh, my.
The title's been changed to
Hate My Sister. No, is that what it's called?
No, A Tale of Two Sisters.
A Tale of Two Sisters.
I am
that's
a whack
better.
Job.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, she hasn't been invited to the wedding. Let's go back to Thomas Jr., the estranged half-brother. He's got an ex-wife called Tracy Dooley. She and her sons, Meghan's nephews, have flown to London, where early reports say they were going to provide color commentary on a show, Good Morning Britain.
Really?
But it's not happening anymore. But what is happening, and by the way, shout out to Beth Tytel with the Boston Globe, who put all this together. Tyler Dooley, he is a nephew of Meghan's. He's a licensed medical marijuana farmer in Oregon.
He's a pot farmer.
And he's selling a strain of weed called Meghan's Sparkle.
Markle Sparkle.
Oh, that's right. I took a hit of it. So, it's Markle Sparkle. That's actually brilliant.
I love it.
Yeah. So I guess Samantha, the other sister, the one that was going to Taylor's sister, she was in a car accident recently. So she broke her femur and her leg. She's definitely not going to the wedding. And then there's Uncle Michael Markle. They love alliteration
Markle,
in this family.
Good. Uncle Michael Markle,
Jesus, tough. He's a 78-year-old retired U.S. diplomat, and he is upset because he whined to a newspaper that he helped Meghan land a prestigious internship at the American Embassy in Buenos Aires when she was 20. Even though she got her application in late, and now he's being snubbed by the wedding.
Wow.
Well, it sounds like the whole family's going to cash in on
this. And who is going to actually walk her down the aisle?
The person who is allegedly walking her down the aisle tomorrow is...
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and the breadwinner is...
Prince Charles. He finally has something to do.
Oh, no kidding. Wow, Prince Charles is going to walk
her
down the aisle.
Yes, the man without a job finally has
That's
one.
That's nice.
Yes. Okay. And Meghan's mom is going to be there and all of her friends. So that's sometimes you have to make the family you want to get away with from.
Okay. it's one of those prototypical, hey, want to get away moments.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
It is time now for the drama, the excitement, the thrill of win a grand in 60 seconds. And our player on the line every day is Corey Jones. Corey is a medical device engineer. He's from Acton, Massachusetts.
Oh,
good morning.
Nice.
And how are you doing this morning, Corey? Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Great, thank you.
He sounds with it.
Okay, yeah. So how's the medical device engineering game going?
It's going good. Just started the job about a month ago.
Oh, you know, if you mess up, guess what happens? Not on this quiz of your medical devices. Like, that's a big job.
That's
so he's
very
used to pressure.
Okay.
Okay, so
like,
obviously he's a guy who can handle pressure.
Okay, okay, good.
So, and the pressure's about to mount. Are you prepared? You realize what's going to happen here?
I do. I've been listening this week. Yes.
Okay. LBF is going to take 60 seconds and ask you 10 questions. You'll hear the ticker in the background. If you can answer all 10 of these questions correctly in 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 in cash. At any time during the game, if you don't know the answer, feel free to say pass, move on. You have time left over at the end. We come back, we pick them up. Are you ready to play?
Okay. I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, here we go.
3, 2, 1, go.
In Hickory Dickory Dock, the mouse ran up what?
The clock.
Who is allegedly walking Meghan Markle down the aisle?
Philip.
Who played Neo in The Matrix?
Keanu Reeves.
Which chess piece can only move diagonally?
Bishop.
When did the Cold War end? 1988, 89, or 90?
89.
Name the director of the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Peter Jackson.
What color is absinthe?
It's clear.
What was tested at Bikini Atoll in the 40s and 50s?
Nuclear weapons.
The 1980 Winter Olympics were held at which lake?
Lake Tahoe.
What kind of food are black-eyed peas?
Beans.
Okay, you have time, but you got a couple wrong.
Unfortunately.
You got through all the questions.
You did. You know what? I'm really proud of you. You got through all the questions, like, with good 10 seconds to spare.
No passes or anything.
No passes. You are confident.
Actually, you did well. Okay, now, let's review and pick up the ones that were wrong and the ones that were passed.
You only got 3 wrong, which is a 70%.
Hey, you got 7 right.
Okay, sorry.
7 right. That's right. Okay.
Glass half full. Glass half full.
You're talking to a scientist here. Give the guy a break. Okay.
Prince Charles is walking Meghan down the aisle. Prince Philip, but I see what happened there.
Often confused with Philip.
I would have given you a half a point if this was like a test in school. What color is absinthe? It's green. It's the green fairy.
It's kind of like kryptonite, you know?
It's also very good. You should have yourself a glass. And then the 1980 Winter Olympics were held at Lake Placid.
But you did
also a very good movie.
Really. And we have a consolation prize for you. 1 free oil change, VIP tires and auto service, $59.99 value. You can redeem that at any location in Massachusetts or New Hampshire.
Okay.
And if you'd like some more information, just go online to VIPauto.com. Plus, we're going to send you out to the movies. A pair of passes to see Melissa McCarthy and The Life of the Party. It's in theaters right now. So you have yourself a great day today. And thanks a million for playing the game with us, okay?
Thanks for having me.
You did a great job. Good luck with the new job. Don't mess up. Medical devices are important.
That's right. People will die. Now, okay, everybody else, remember, you can play the game, too. You got to sign up, though. Go to WRR.com and sign up to play, and you could be playing Win a Grand in 60 seconds coming up next. Okay, we got 3 things coming up for you this morning, and we have 3 very important things right here. And one of the things is...
The question of the day is... Would you watch your daughter if she was a star in 50 Shades of Grey? That's weird, but
okay.
We have the answer.
Heck. Okay, it is time now to move into the educational segment of the program this morning. This is 3 things you need to know today so you won't seem like kind of a dope when you get to work.
A dullard.
Yeah. Okay. You have something interesting to say when you get to work.
Okay, you know what? Michael Keaton was giving the commencement speech at Kent State, And he revealed something very important at the very end of it. Here you go.
If I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these two words. And those two words are, I'm Batman.
See, like, that's just worth it. Taking
you know,
the
that
role.
That was worth the entire thing.
The whole bit.
All those kids sitting there watching him talk for 20 minutes, and that's probably all they really
wanted only
to
hear.
I'm
Batman.
They probably didn't even know he was Batman, 20-year-old kids.
I know.
What do they know?
Wait, Christian Bale's here? Okay.
Another thing we need to know today.
All right, so good news, everybody. You can eat romaine lettuce again. The E. coli outbreak has finally ended. It was actually the best time of my life. I was like, no, thank you. I will not have the salad. But yes, Seth Meyers had something to say about it.
The CDC has announced that romaine lettuce is safe to eat again. So I guess that's what passes for good news these days. Romaine's back.
Yeah. These are dark times. Yeah. Okay,
you can eat it first, though.
Yeah. Here, you try it. All right, so if your daughter starred in the trilogy 50 Shades of Grey, would you be watching it with family on Thanksgiving, like her recitals from high school and middle school?
My daughter's four. You're sick. What's wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm not
really
sick.
Seriously.
I'm literally reporting the news.
Okay.
But anyway, somebody asked out. Dakota Johnson was the star of 50 Shades of Grey. She is the daughter of Melanie Griffith and Dawn Johnson. Mm-hmm. And Melanie Griffith said years ago that she was not going to watch Dakota in the movie. And Dakota rolled her eyes on the red carpet at the Golden Globes. It was like, whatever, Mom. It's a really good movie. And but Dawn Johnson said, somebody asked him, he said, quote, I would never see that. I wouldn't see that even if she wasn't in it. Liar. it's not my kind of thing. As a father, there are certain images that you don't need in your head. I know it's just pretend and make believe, but, you know, it isn't really pretend and make believe because it's, like, right there. But anyway, so Dawn Johnson will never see 50 Shades of Grey.
Isn't
He's in
the
new
movie? Okay.
Book Club, which is about Jane Fonda, Mary Steenburgen, Candace Bergen, and Diane Keaton, God, so many to remember.
Yep.
They form a book club and read 50 Shades of Grey, and then their sex life is sparked up. You know, Don Johnson, who stars in it, is one of the love interests. He looks really good. I have to say that, like, I don't know what.
How old a guy is he now?
Just old. Older.
Old.
Just
old.
Old.
Yeah,
just
okay.
past young.
I hope Dakota Johnson doesn't go see that movie.
Yeah, exactly. Ew, Dad, you're kissing Jane Fonda. So there you have it. Those are the things you need to know.
Yeah, and she's what you need to know.
Jane Fonda's closed now.
Okay, that's right. She closed shop. She did. That is a couple weeks ago. Okay, listen. We have a very funny man. His name is Sean Patton, and he's going to be, he's got a big show coming up tonight and tomorrow night over at Laugh Boston. And he was explaining, he just came in the studio a couple minutes ago, and was explaining to us that he doesn't understand why anybody wants to watch the royal wedding.
So even though his dad's going to be watching it.
His dad's going to
find
watch.
Out about this.
So we're going to try to explain these things to him coming up next right here at WROR. In the meantime,
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's comedy time on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. His name is Sean Patton.
He's a
finally! He's a very, very funny man, and he's playing over at Lap Boss, and you can see him. He's got a show tonight, and he's got a couple shows tomorrow night. You'll have to get him because he's going to get sold out. I would recommend you go online immediately to laughboston.com. You can also call and talk to somebody, 617-72-LAUGH. And it's over in the Seaport District. It's right at the West. And it's just a beautiful venue, big room, a lot of fun. Okay, so welcome to the show. Great to see you this morning, Sean.
Oh, thank you. Good morning to everyone. Also, before I forget, Don Johnson turned 70 this year.
Oh,
thank
my
you
God.
So much
really?
For contributing. He looks good.
I got a good friend named Google.
Ah.
He's got a lot of information.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? Thank you for that.
So Don Johnson, born December 15, 1949.
Could have done that research before my report,
turning
right?
70. He is a good looking man. I hope I look that well by 40. I hope.
I don't know. Yeah.
You grew up in New Orleans.
I did in the dirty South, the armpit. Of the country.
Well, come on. You know, he's the only native of a city who ever agrees with me and says, hey, it's a sewer, right?
It is definitely
it's a sewer.
It's a beautiful cultural sewer.
You know how to make people feel welcome,
Lauren.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to help out, you
know? it does have, you know, it is a place you go to sort of to let your demons drive the boat for a little while.
To pee in the street.
Yeah.
That's
it's actually where you go to put your demons through boot camp. Where then they come out like, all right, we're sorry about all that stuff we made you do back home.
Do you want any beats?
Yeah.
That's true.
As with all of our comedy guests, he steps in the studio, and LBF immediately starts going, you know, hey, tell me about Amy Schumer and all that kind of stuff.
Cause, yeah. cause
you've worked with Amy Schumer.
I have worked with Amy. Yeah. Okay. I've known her for about a decade ago. She's a very lovely person, and people want to hate her, but that's because she's successful.
Yeah. I also I asked him about bars. Let's be honest. The first question I asked was like, so you know about this bar in New Orleans? And
Well, and he was on the best bars in America on Esquire.
I was. And man, am I still recovering.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, because it became like that was a thing when the show, you know, the show ended. A lot of people were like, oh man, that was the dream job. And I'm like, drinking is, everyone loves it because it's not your job.
Yeah. Right.
And then when it becomes your job, you're like, oh, I have to do this. I have to be drunk for 14 hours a day, 5 days a week, and professional.
Yeah,
yes.
You have to be drunk and fight the urge to say horrendous things to people.
How am I doing?
Yeah.
How many days in a row did you have to do this?
We would film, usually when we got to a city, we would film for 5 days straight, usually 3 to 4 bars a day.
Whoa.
Holy cow.
And it's funny, too, we're saying how people will ask me, like, what was your favorite bar? And I would say, you saw the show, right?
Yep.
You saw the amount of booze I pumped into my system. The fact that I can remember my middle name.
Yeah.
The fact that one of my eyes doesn't constantly twitch.
Really?
You know?
No, because like your co-host was the guy who had all the details. And you were the
Jay Larson. Yeah, he was the.
Did all the
oh
drinking.
Man, yeah. If really, we were a really hip hop group, he was the Chuck D.
So you did the dirty work.
Yeah.
When's the liver transplant? Is that scheduled? Or
I think they did it in an episode. If I remember correctly,
woke up in a bucket of ice.
Yeah. It was fine. Yeah, it was fine.
It happens.
Okay, so the deal is you can't fake it, right? You got to really drink the stuff, right?
Even if you try to fake it, you still just have like a sip or two.
Yeah.
That's still 8 or 9 sips. By the end of the shoot,
yeah.
And then you're like, oh, man, I am drunk. And then the hardest part was between bars. That's a good 2 to 3 hour process. The choice of do I sober up and then have a headache and then just work my way through it, or do I stay drinking?
Yes.
Is that?
Yeah.
That's an every Saturday quandary for me.
Exactly. So
is that why you were an adult bedwetter?
Oh, that's, well, one of many reasons. I think that it actually, do you remember the Kim Carnes? Remember Kim Carnes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Play Kim Carnes.
Right. Yeah, you're at the right place. Yeah. Okay. I remember her.
You remember the song Betty Davis Eyes?
Yes.
Yeah, we remember.
When I was 3 years old, my dad woke up to me screaming bloody murder. We fell asleep in the living room with the TV on, him and me and my dad, and that video was on TV. Something about it horrified me at that age, and it was the first time I went to bed.
Really?
And we've tried to make the connection so many times. And once, this was about 4 years ago, we're all back home. We watched the video online, which I'd seen numerous times trying to figure out what scared me. And I pretended like I was afraid, but then committed to like having an actual episode to where everyone was sort of like, wait, are you okay? And then I was like, I gotcha. And then my mom stormed off into the bedroom upset. And I like, you better go. And I was like, oh, geez. I knock on the door and my mom opens and goes, you're not the only one with talent. like, all right, well
that's
done.
Fantastic.
But did you wet yourself? Because I just want to point out that that's what happened. But
so if I played Kim Collins,
you're really committed.
If I played Kim Collins right now, you might pee your pants.
There's a chance if the Kim Carnes song, but
he'll tease you and unease you. Watch out for him.
Okay. Oh,
and also because I probably a bedwetter because I grew up close to the Gulf South, a lot of jellyfish. Mm. You know, a lot of jellyfish things. No.
Yeah, I know.
That's the scientific reason. Yeah. It was a preemptive strike.
Oh, my God.
Just in case the jellyfish.
Okay, you're going to love this show. Sean Patton. He's over at Laugh Boston. And it's one show tonight, 2 shows tomorrow
night.
Yes, sir. LaughBoston.com. Hey, thanks a million for taking time out of your busy schedule
to come
in
and join
us this morning, okay?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.